The Easy Organic Gardener. This is your host, Sherry Herrera Day Fry, mom, composter, gardener, horticulturalist, entrepreneur, and Dr. Bug Lady. We are in the thick of winter, and this is the perfect time to start thinking about what you are going to plant in your garden this year. And when you call in during this hour with a question, tip, or comment for my guest or myself, you'll receive as my gift a free bag of Arbico Organics Good Bug Power Blend Beneficial Insect Habitat to support your beneficial insects and to attract colorful hummingbirds and butterflies. Don't let your lacewing and other beneficial insects fly away. Provide them with a source of pollen and nectar year-round that they need in order to feed and reproduce. Arbico's Good Bug Power Blend is a half-pound combination of yellow, red, crimson, rose, and other white clovers. Grizzly alfalfa, white alyssum, nasturtium, white yarrow, carrot, dill, daikon, and celery seeds. And it's yours free when you call in during this hour. Here's the number to call. 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. Everything starts with a seed, and this quote sums it up very well. The love of gardening is a seed once sown that never dies. My guest this hour has dedicated his life to preserving seeds. Jerry Gettle always had a passion for growing things, and at the age of 3, he planted his first garden. Ever since that day, he wanted to be involved in the seed industry. So at the age of 17, he printed the first small Baker Creek heirloom seed catalog in 1998. The company has grown to offer 1,300 varieties of vegetables, flowers, and herbs, the largest selection of heirloom varieties in the United States. Baker Creek carries one of the largest selections of seeds from the 19th century, including many Asian and European varieties. The company has become a tool to promote and preserve our agricultural and culinary heritage. The company and seeds have been featured in the New York Times, the Associated Press, Oprah Magazine, Martha Stewart, and many others. And gardeners can request a free 196-page color catalog that now mails to 310,000 gardeners nationally. Baker Creek started hosting festivals in 2000 as an idea to bring gardeners, homesteaders, and natural food enthusiasts together to exchange thoughts, seeds, listen to speakers, and enjoy vendors, old-time music, and much more. And over the last several years, Jerry Gettle and his wife, Emily, have branched out into other related projects as well, including the nationally distributed Heirloom Gardener magazine, which I read and love, which is now in its 8th year of publication. Jerry and Emily also work extensively to supply free seeds to many of the world's poorest countries, as well as here in the United States, in school gardens and other educational projects. And it is their goal to educate everyone about a better, safer food supply and fight gene-altered Frankenfood and the companies that support it. And now it is with the greatest pleasure to welcome Jerry Gettle to join me on the Easy Organic Gardener. Hi, Jerry. How are you doing today?
Chilly day here in Missouri. We're about down to 14 degrees tonight.
Woo, it's cold there. We're having a little bit of a cold spell here in Tucson, but definitely not that cold. That's what we call really cold. I mean, anything for me below 19 is almost unbearable.
Yeah, it feels that way today outside, but we're excited and looking forward to spring that's just around the corner, another month or so, and things will be turning around.
I'm telling you, you know, I am one of your biggest fans. I love your catalog, your books, heirlooms, and your philosophy. You are involved in so many wonderful things. You touch so many in such a beautiful way. I just want to thank you and extend my congratulations for all the work that you've done, in particular, to preserve our heritage seeds.
Well, thank you. I don't know if we're doing a lot of work, but we keep this busy anyway. Gardens and the seed business always will keep you busy year-round. So.
That's for sure. And, you know, I know with someone like yourself, you and Emily, you have access to so many seeds. I'm just curious, what do you grow in your garden?
Well, it's just a big mixture of whatever we kind of decide to grow that year. Every day when we're planting, we just decide to plant different things. You know, there's not necessarily a real plan. There's some things that are planned, but other things, you know, if you're looking through your collection, you decide, oh, we have to have some of this and we have to have some of that. So pretty much we plant a little bit of everything. But in particular, eggplants we plant, on average, probably about 75 different varieties of eggplants. We plant a lot of different kinds of tomatoes, squash, but you name it, a little bit of everything.
You sound like me. I'm just over the moon about heirlooms. I am passionate about them, and I tell people, you know, once you eat an heirloom, you just never want to go back to anything else. And when we are in between our seasons where we don't have, for example, our tomatoes, when we're just about out of tomatoes, I just, you know, it's so disappointing to eat anything that comes from a grocery store, even though it's organic. It doesn't taste very good.
Yeah, what's available in the grocery stores, you know, most of the time, especially the fruit crops, taste pretty bland this time of year. So we're trying to, you know, extend our seasons and store our produce. And but it's always a challenge if you're anywhere besides, you know, the very few areas in the U.S. that have almost year-round growing.
You know, and since heirlooms are your passion, and they're definitely mine too, but you are definitely the expert. Let's begin by having you explain the difference to our listeners between heirlooms versus hybrids. I think that's probably a great way to get started here.
Yeah, well, 50 years ago or so, you know, 60, 75 years ago, basically all seeds were heirlooms, which basically means the seeds were passed down from generation to generation. You know, Reed's Yellow Dent corn was passed, you know, from one family member to the next, and Cherokee Purple Tomato was passed down, and all these were old varieties, were basically just part of each family, each community. Every town had a variety that they would pass on. And then in the 40s and 50s, especially, you know, from the 50s onwards, commercial farmers started to ship their produce, and so they got out of heirlooms and started to grow more hybrid varieties, which were offered by the seed companies at the time, for, you know, added shipability, and in some cases, disease resistance. So people were looking for varieties that could ship from, you know, California to New York and back again and still hold up, you know, a good 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later. So that's kind of where hybrids came from, you know, where they got popular from. But the difference between the two is basically a hybrid is a cross between two varieties that's crossed every generation. So every time you want to plant the hybrid seed, the seed company has to cross two different varieties and then sell you that cross. And so if you try saving seed, it won't be stable. It'll come back and revert back to one of its parents or something else. It won't revert back to what you planted. Whereas heirlooms, you know, that's what an heirloom is. It's a strain that has been selected to be pure year after year. So all the plants generally look pretty much the same, even if you save seed from them.
And that's a great thing to have, because you can count on what you're going to get, more or less. Tell us, I think one of the things that I'm most concerned about, though, is nutrition. I know that that's something that's also of concern to you. And tell us a little bit about the nutrition of heirlooms versus hybrids.
Yeah, heirlooms versus hybrids and genetically engineered and modern varieties. In general, there's been several studies. The University of Texas did a study like about 5-6 years ago. And they showed, they took old varieties, you know, and planted them, and new varieties, and they looked at the USDA nutritional values for each different vegetable crop from the 50s on, and they did a bunch of different studies and looking into this data, so a lot of data, and they looked, you know, compared the old varieties that were being planted then versus, you know, modern varieties, and on average, the old varieties had definitely more nutrition, and in most cases, you know, it varied, but probably the average overall was about 25% loss in nutrition, you know, from now till the 50s. And then I'm sure there was even in the 50s, people were planting, you know, newer varieties. Even though they might be heirlooms now, they were starting to get into shipping. So I think it would even be a greater difference if you took it back to, like, say, the 1890s, when people were growing totally for, you know, almost totally for local use. And flavor. You know, basically when the flavor goes, that's when nutrition goes. So if your tomato doesn't taste like a tomato anymore, it's because it probably doesn't have many of the nutrients that tomatoes are supposed to have.
Let's take a quick break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about taste and tomatoes. For those of you who just tuned in, we're talking with Jerry Gettle from Baker Creek. And do not go away.
Oh, Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener, EASY, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours When You Garden. And if you just tuned in, my guest is the acclaimed Jerry Gettle, co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds and author of Heirloom Life Gardener and Baker Creek Vegan Cookbook, which I am going to get ASAP. We're talking about seeds and more. And by the way, our lines are now open. The number to call is 855-660-4261. And now I'd like to welcome Jerry back. Hi, Jerry.
Hi.
You know, over the Over the break, you know how it is with these, with a live radio show, you have to get off and on real quickly, but you were talking about, right before the break, I should say, the nutritional value of heirlooms. And, you know, we've done some experiments ourselves where we check the bricks, and the bricks is like off the Richter, you know, when you look at our heirlooms. I mean, they are just so flavorful and so tasty, as we were talking about before, versus anything that you can buy in a grocery store. And and I was really amazed at the statistics that we were discussing, that, you know, 25%, that's huge when you think about nutrition.
Yeah, and the professor that did the study basically recommended that home gardeners plant heirloom varieties. His assumption was overall that heirloom varieties are going to provide more nutrition and flavor for the home gardener. That was his basic final point, was if you want to get the variety, or if you want to get the nutrition they had in earlier times in your vegetables, you got to plant varieties that taste good. And that's basically what it comes down to. If your sweet corn or your green beans or so forth are, you know, taste like store-bought varieties, they probably, you know, aren't going to have the same nutrition as a variety that has a lot of flavor, a lot of sweetness, and a good rich color. A lot of varieties now, you buy a tomato and it's kind of a bland pale red, and partly because it's been picked and ripened green, it's not a sun-ripened tomato.
No, absolutely. There's just no way to compare the two. I think a lot of children that have not had the opportunity to taste vegetables, let's just, since we're talking about vegetables at this point, out of a garden, they hate tomatoes, they hate vegetables. Well, you know, I don't blame them. They don't taste very good. The other day I was on an airplane and they gave me a little package of carrots, and so I took a bite of one of those, and you could just taste the, like a chemical taste. So, I mean, what you're doing, the work that you're doing is so important, because what I want our listeners to understand is that heirlooms are the way to go. They are beautiful to look at. They're so tasty, and there's so many reasons. I want to hear some of your reasons why people should grow heirlooms.
Well, there's a lot of different reasons. Probably, different ones depend on the person the importance of to the person that's growing them. But for me personally, I love the histories. I love the stories. I love to plant something, Thomas Jefferson planted, or, the ancient Chinese wrote about, or, that I might have found on a trip, or somebody might have brought me in locally here and told me the story behind it. I love planting these old stories and bringing them to life in the meals we put on our table. I also like, of course, the better flavor and nutrition. The flavor is incredibly different, in the old varieties. I also like the ability to be able to save my own seed without any patents, without worrying about genetic engineering or hybridization. I like to be able not to worry where my food supply, having the ability to know my food supply and where it's coming from, from my own garden, from seeds that I can save over and over again. Plus, I, just like to be able to preserve and pass these varieties on to others. And I mean, that's part of the fun, is being able to preserve a variety and pass it to your kids or your grandkids or your neighbors. And keep the stories alive, keep the different ethnic varieties alive. So you can grow something. If you want to cook a Thai meal, you can grow Thai varieties. If you want to cook a German meal, you can grow traditional German varieties and have the actual varieties they would have been using in the dishes when they originally made these recipes.
I just love the heritage that you talk about. And one other thing for myself anyway is I love the community that saving your seeds creates, your heirloom seeds, where you can share them with your neighbors. This is something that people, we used to be so much closer with our neighbors, and it's just a way of creating relationship. When you garden and you share your produce, and then you're talking about saving your seeds, and there's such an amazing connection between the story of the seeds. I know you've got some great stories, and I was reading one online about Dexter tomatoes, and I thought that was so sweet. Why don't you tell us about that?
Yeah, there's so many great stories, and one of the varieties we got in the catalog this year is the Dexter's tomato, And this this variety we actually got from a local Amish woman. One of the employees here at the store collected the seeds for us. And on our website right now, it has more of the story. But we actually have the little bottle that the original seeds came in from, I believe it was the 70s. She got them when she was doing housework for a Dr. Dester in Indiana. And this tomato, you know, she'd been growing since. And we got the seed last year and, you know, tried it in the garden. And it was just incredibly large, big, fairly smooth beefsteak tomatoes that are just incredibly good eating. I guess she actually brought it here in 1968 when she moved here to Seymour area. And actually, Seed Savers Catalog had it last year as well. And they, when they did a taste test on it, they rated it as their number one tomato last year on a taste test. And they also got seed from by a friend of mine here at Sinem Seed. So it's getting around. That's how these old varieties get around and get passed, you know, from person to person. This lady distributes them to different people. We get them. A friend of mine got them and sent them to Seed Savers. And the varieties get passed, you know, from person to person. And it has more of the story on the website, you know, the full story on it. But it's just an incredibly hearty, thick, you know, strong, thick vines. And a great big tomato.
I want to be sure that our listeners know what your website is. It's Rare Seeds, RareSeeds. And it's a beautiful website. It's, oh my gosh, you have so much information on it. And I just had a wonderful, I feel it's my whole weekend's been spent hanging out on at your website. So we've got about a minute. So I want to come back and talk about why we should save seeds. Why don't you tell us about one other of your stories of some of the seeds? I know they've got some amazing names. There's the Utah Tall, the Wando, Garden Pea. We've got 30 seconds. Why don't you tell us a quick one?
Oh, well, there's been a bunch of them, so it's hard to pick a favorite, but probably one of my top favorites overall is the Alibaba Watermelon, which was a variety a gentleman sent us by Rack back before, you know, the last, or this war. And, you know, before the Iraq war got started. So basically he sent us his seeds in a little small envelope, said, try this out. We tried it, and we got a few other seeds from the gentleman, and then we didn't hear from him for about 10 years. And in the meantime, we had been growing this tomato, and it had become, or this watermelon, and it had become a favorite with our customers. Huge, bright red, very good drought resistance, better than anything that we found on the market in the U.S. for flavor.
Sounds yummy, and we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with Jerry Gettle from Baker Creek.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier. He can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is the brilliant, brilliant, brilliant Jerry Gettle, owner, co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, the largest supplier of heirloom seeds in the world. And if you have a call, a question, a tip, you'd like to ask Jerry a question, the number to call in is 855-660-4261. 855-660-4261. We'd love to hear from you. Hi, Jerry. Welcome back. So we're talking about heirlooms, of course, and why should we save seeds? I know dear in my heart why we should, but I want to hear it from you, and our listeners do too.
Well, there's many reasons, but, you know, overall, that's how people have always eaten and survived until the last 50 years. It's basically taking us back to a more self-sufficient lifestyle. It's also keeping these varieties alive, keeping the stories alive, and they're the only thing we really, that the average person can save that really connects us to the past. I mean, what other piece of furniture or any item can we get that actually, you know, what Thomas Jefferson had? Through seeds, we can actually grow or have the same thing that, you know, people in the past have had and pass it on to future generations. It's a living antique, basically. So it's a treasure in that way. Plus, it makes us self-sufficient. It keeps heirlooms keep us from, you know, worrying about where our food comes from and whether it's contaminated or whether it's genetically engineered. You know, as long as we keep them from cross-pollinating with, you know, the new varieties, we can save our seeds indefinitely.
So getting right into it, what about all this genetic engineering and patenting of seeds? I know there's an enormous alarm about this, and what is your opinion?
Well, there's lots of different issues with it, but my opinion is we shouldn't have ever started patenting life. I mean, when we started patenting life, it basically gives a few companies the ability to control everything that the average person is eating, almost everything we're eating comes from patented seeds now if you buy from a major grocery store. So, and then with genetic engineering, it just steps it up a step. You not only have the patents, but you also have they have the control over what kind of chemicals get put on the field. Like on the Roundup Ready crops, they add Roundup to keep the weeds down, and you have to get the Roundup from the company that produces the seed. So it makes it so that what you're growing on your own farm is really no longer yours alone. It's also owned by somebody else. So that's part of the problem. The other part is we don't know the health risk. We do know that several studies have been questioning the health risk of genetically engineered crops. What it's doing to wildlife. We've seen, major decreases in certain insect populations. And that's just a few of the side effects, not to mention, the old varieties of seeds getting contaminated.
It's quite messy. I have had several experts on the topic on the show, and I am so concerned about it, because what you're talking about is this, it's this combination of glyphosate, which is Roundup, and the genetically modified seeds, that somehow when they get together, there's a unique combination that is very destructive, and it's all the way down the food chain, as you say. We have a caller, so I'm going to invite our caller on. We have Diane from Nebraska. Hi, Diane. I haven't heard from you in a while. How are you doing?
Good, Sherry. How about yourself?
Wonderful. Happy New Year, my dear.
Thank you. Same to you.
Oh, it's good to hear from you. I bet it's freezing there.
It is. It's very cold here. We do have a bright, sunshiny day, which helps a whole lot.
Yay.
Yeah,
no kidding. What's your question for Jerry?
Well, I don't really mean to take you off the subject of the Roundup, because I do, and the GMOs, because I surely do enjoy listening about that and learning all there is to know about those. But I would like to know about onions. I have a terrible time storing onions. Is there a variety that's good for storage?
There are several varieties that are good for storage. I'm trying to think of the top one off the top of my head, because some of them keep better than others. Let me think on that for just a second, and I'll come back to it in just a second, because I don't want to lead you off on the wrong variety.
Sure.
I believe our Australian brown is one of the best ones that we've got, but I know there's a lot of others as well. Let me think on that for just a minute, though. I'll come up with a variety.
One of the things we can do, Diane, is get you a copy of their amazing catalog. This is their 15th annual seed catalog this year, and it's the largest that they've had. And that catalog has 212 pages and 1,450 varieties of rare and unique vegetables, flowers, and herbs from over 70 countries. So one of the things, though, when it comes to storing of anything, when we talk about a fruit or vegetable having a high Brix, and we've talked about this a lot on the show, meaning the sugar content, if you will, the life force or vitality, they simply do not rot. And you can find, for example, a strawberry with a high Brix, something that you've grown in your own garden, it will not rot. It actually will dehydrate. And the same thing happens for, I have proof in my desk at work. I've got an avocado that's 20 years old. I've got an orange that's like 15 years old. I've got things that I show people, because I want them to see that what we're talking about is having a really good stock to start with, and that's where your heirlooms come into place, and then making sure that the fertility program is up to par, so that whatever you're growing, you've grown it to the best possible, its best potential, if you will, when it does not rot.
Yeah, and I thought of a couple good keeping onions. One is the Weathersfield Red. Another is the Red Krill. The Red Krill onion, both of those to keep really well. The Weathersfield Red is one of our favorites. I was trying to, think through all the different onions that we've grown. But Weathersfield Red, another one I like that keeps decently well is the Australian Brown, and that's actually the one that's gotten the biggest for us. We're here in Missouri, and we don't have a ideal onion growing foil here, but we do get the Australian browns up to almost a pound here. So it's really good size for us, you know, in the Midwest.
Beautiful. All right. Well, that helps me a whole lot then. I'll know what to choose.
Here
you go. It's about the time to start those indoors, right?
It is, yeah. The sooner you get them started, probably right. We just started ours yesterday or the day before. Yeah, actually the day before yesterday. And the sooner you get them started right now and get a little bigger plants, they definitely make bigger tuber or bigger bulbs.
Sure, sure. All right.
That's
a lot of good onions out there, and it's partly, you know, what kind of storage climate you have them in, and, you know, keeping them cool through the winter also helps a lot. If they get warm, they'll start going bad. So if you have a root cellar or a dry, cool garage or something like that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helped me a whole lot. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You'll have to tell us, Diane, how your onions are doing later on in the season.
I have to get online and get some ordered, don't I?
There you go. Yes, ma'am. All right. Big hug to you and a big kiss. Take care, and thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye. We have such amazing listeners, and they're so thoughtful and so caring and, you know, want to do the right thing. And I'm just so delighted to have them call in and share. Let's talk a little bit about that seed catalog, just because I sort of glossed over it. How do people get a copy of that catalog, Jerry?
Well, the easiest way is just to go online to our website, rareseeds.com, and click on the catalog request tab. At rareseeds.com. They can also email us, you know, or go on Facebook and request one as well. So, but the easiest way is just to log on to the website and click the catalog request tab. And we mail them out every 2 weeks. So, you know, if you get in right away, you'll be on our next mailing. So when it mails in 2 weeks, actually about a week now. So
it's a beautiful catalog. I have been receiving them, and I tell you, it's like dessert for me. I love to set it aside and then just pour over it, because it is so absolutely gorgeous and inspirational. We're going to take another quick break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking about everything you want to know about heirloom seeds. We've got lots of great information to cover, so don't go away.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel, and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Looking back on 2012, we ask ourselves, how did we ever survive? From natural disasters like Hurricane Sandy and the devastating summer drought, to the family hardships brought on by a disastrous economy. Our hearts go out to those that have lost everything. At eFoods Direct, we hear from customers every day that are fortunate enough to weather life's storm by having a supply of food on hand. After Hurricane Sandy, Danny from New York City wrote, "Almost all of the grocery stores are closed, but I managed to get my eFoods just in time to be able to help my sister and niece. It is better to be prepared 10 years too early than one day too late. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Heed the warnings and do what Alex has done. Call 800-409-5633 today, or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and build your food supply. It's the best tasting non-GMO long-term storable food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're tuned into the Easy Organic Gardener. My guest this hour is one of the leaders in growing sustainable, organic, healthy food, Jerry Gettle, who's also the co-founder of Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds, the largest supplier of heirloom seeds in the world. Welcome back, Jerry.
Good to be here.
You know, our time is going by so fast. I have so many questions to ask you, and I'm really only on number two. So one of the things that you create is a beautiful letter that you share with all of the people that are involved with heirlooms. And just to sort of quote you, you said, I hope to plant a dream of good food and soil without corporate control of our seeds, lands, and the very foods that sustain us. And what can we do to ensure this happens in the future?
Excuse me. Well, probably the first thing that, you know, the consumer can do that doesn't even have a garden is start buying from your farmer's market, your local farmers, your neighbors that are growing produce. Don't drive by the neighbor that's growing strawberries and drive and pick them up at, you know, the grocery store. Buy them from your local neighbor or from the grocery store that's selling local strawberries. That's, the number one thing we can do besides growing our own, of course, to bring the food back locally. If people, you know, that grew up in the, say, the 30s and 40s and 50s remember, you know, when the local varieties would come in, everybody was buying the local strawberries and peaches, and there was local orchards and local nurseries and local basically everything. And the only way to bring that back is if people are willing to go ahead and buy, you know, apples grown by your neighbors versus apples grown and imported from China or Chile or some other place. And that's starting to happen. That's why farmers markets, you know, have tripled in the last dozen years. But we just got to keep that trend going.
Absolutely. And I know the movement to save our seeds has literally become global, and you've had a lot to do with that. What's being done to make this happen, and how has it come about, and what has catalyzed it?
Well, there's dozens of organizations and events and, you know, thousands and thousands of people that are working toward bringing it back. But I think the local food movement, again, is what's bringing it back more than anything else, because when food is local, people are concerned with what's in it and what it is. I mean, once food's localized again, people are excited to have their own variety that they're proud of. And the more food is globalized and shipped, it becomes more and more generic. It just becomes something you pour out of the box like a bag of Cheerios. There's no local identity to it. And as we bring the local identity back to the food, people are also going to want to save the varieties that are local and also international. I mean, people want to save things that are international as well. But I think that the movement to corporatize food and gene-alter food and hybridize food on one hand is kind of backlash, and people are starting to realize that we need to take food in the other direction.
Absolutely. I mean, you say in your letter, the fight to keep them pure is a greater struggle each year with corporate giants promoting their patented genetically modified seeds, chemicals, and an ever-widening net of genetic pollution and patent infringement suits against America's farmers. And I know one of the things that you are adamant about, of course, is you've pledged not to sell any seeds that come back positive for any genes in your test samples. And, I mean, that's very admirable. What do we need to do? I mean, our corn, I'm understanding, is absolutely been polluted.
Yeah, you know, most corn, I would say, in the United States now is contaminated. We've tested, you know, heirloom lots from, you know, dozens of different sources, and over the years, over 50% of them now, except, you know, now some of the varieties we're growing now, we're getting better and better at keeping them isolated. But over the years, when we check stuff that's just on the general market, you know, something that might another seed company might be carrying, over 50% of the varieties we've found to be contaminated, unfortunately. So it's just becoming a bigger and bigger issue. And as more and more crops become gene-altered on a wider scale, it's also going to become more of an issue for, you know, beets and, you know, in the future, and possibly, you know, squash, and if we can't get this trend stopped, you know, right away.
I know you say it's just maintaining pure corn is a labor of love, and it certainly is, because it's going to take a lot to reverse it. And I just heard, probably about 6 months ago, that they were now going to allow genetically modified corn in Mexico, which they grow an awful lot of corn there. I have another question. California's Proposition 37, which would require the labeling of GMO foods, didn't pass. And what is your take on it? What do you think that happened?
Well, you know, the big corporations, you know, Coca-Cola, you know, of course, Monsanto that spent, you know, millions of dollars, PepsiCo, you know, Kellogg's and so forth, brought in, you know, over $45 million to the state to defeat it. And the other side was small, you know, organic companies, individuals, farmers. We've had way more donors on the, you know, yes on Prop 37, the people that wanted to get food labeled, way more donors from individuals. There was practically zero donors from small individual family farms on the corporate side that wanted to keep food from being labeled. But the amount of money and the fear that they were trying to, you know, present to people that their food costs would go up was, you know, what I think finally killed it by just a couple percentage points. You know, it was just, you know, we were outspent 10 to 1. So it was just, you know, it was totally, you know, it would have been very close if it would have been much, you know, it would have been a much harder battle if they wouldn't have had the money to throw at it. But with that kind of money, it's almost impossible to keep people from being, you know, scared off by, you know, a lot of stories that aren't true, you know, like, you know, food costs are going to go up $500 for, you know, a simple little label that says may contain gene-altered ingredients. That's all they would have to put.
Wow. And, you know, I read a statistic that nearly 50% of California voters voted in favor of food labeling. And that's that's the movement toward pure food that continues to grow. And I know you've been also very instrumental in that movement. Why is it that in our country we, you know, these types of what you refer to as frankenfoods, they're labeled in China, Russia, and much of Europe and other countries, but why don't you think that's happened here in the U.S.?
Well, we're basically kind of the headquarters for the gene-altering, you know, movement. Monsanto is based here in Missouri, where we're based. There's a lot more money that is thrown against it. Plus, our politicians are very, very closely linked in many cases with these companies, having worked for them in their former, you know, jobs. So in many cases with the big chemical corporations. So even though the majority of Americans would like to see something happen, it's very, very difficult to get any movement. Although the movement, you know, even in California with all the money that was thrown at it, we still got almost 50% of the vote. you know, if we just have another, you know, another year or two, educate some more people and try it again. I mean, I think even though they spend money, I think as people get more and more educated and see the, you know, the damages that are happening, it's, you know, the tide's going to change eventually. We're getting closer and closer to, you know, starting to turn the tide.
Well, and if it hasn't been for all of your work, I'm not sure where we would be. So we're very appreciative. We've got about 2 minutes left. I want to be sure that you tell us what you've got planned for 2013, and also what is your message, the number one thing you would like our listeners to leave with today.
Well, as far as what we've got planned, there's a lot of different projects. We're working on, you know, several events and festivals, one here in Missouri in May, and then the big National Heirloom Exposition in Sonoma County, California, coming up this September. So if you can make either of those, they're both really large events, and they both have people, you know, nationwide and beyond. That's what we're going to be working on, besides all the, you know, planting and gardening and everything else that's going to be coming up in the spring. And then as far as the message, I would just encourage people to buy locally, try things, try colors, try things that, you know, might take you out of your comfort zone as far as the colors and shapes and sizes, because you'll really be amazed at the flavors of a lot of these unique-looking vegetables.
They're definitely flavorful, and I mean, I don't know why. I always digress right back to tomatoes, because some of them, you know, they come out all wrinkly and strange colors. Oh, my goodness, though, when you taste them, they are just amazing.
Yeah, and pass the stories on to your kids, and make food fun again. Let's make food the way it was 100 years ago when people actually valued the local food that came from the local farms.
That's the best message of all. I mean, you know, it really starts with each one of us taking responsibility, growing our own food, sharing what we have, and saving the seeds. And you're right. It is our legacy. It is our right, and we have a right to have delicious food that makes us healthy.
Yeah, it's so much fun doing it too. And once you get started, it becomes an addiction. So many of our customers start out with one kind of tomatoes, and they end up growing over a few years, you know, 30, 40, 50 kinds of tomatoes. So it can become addictive.
It is addictive. Thank you so much, Jerry. I really appreciate you joining me, and I would love to have you back on the show again. And for those of you who are listening, thank you for also tuning in. We'll have another wonderful guest next week. Be sure you make it a great, easy, organic week. This is Sherry Herrera, Day Fry, Environmentally and Sustainably Yours.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH drops from AlkaVision.com.